This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the closing ceremony of Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations at Paljor Stadium in Gangtok today. Governor of Sikkim Om Prakash Mathur, Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang Gole, ministers of Sikkim, several MPs will also attend the event. Mr. Modi will inaugurate, launch and lay the foundation stone of various development projects over 4,000 crore rupees across the state. Prime Minister Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. These projects span a wide range of sectors including infrastructure, connectivity, healthcare, education, power, urban development, environment, tourism and agriculture, and are aimed at accelerating holistic and inclusive development in Sikkim. The prominent projects include laying the foundation stone for a 100-bedded Ayurveda hospital at Yangang in Namchi district. The permanent campus of the Sikkim University at Yangang will also be inaugurated. After his Sikkim visit, Prime Minister Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Uttar Pradesh beginning today. During the first leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will participate in Mahila Sammelan in the evening, and he will also inaugurate lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth around 6,350 crore rupees. The projects cover key sectors including rail, road, water, healthcare, tourism and urban infrastructure. Mr. Modi will flag off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains and lay the foundation stone of the Varanasi Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay Junction 3rd and 4th railway line project, including the construction of a rail-cum-road bridge over the Ganga River. Tomorrow, Mr. Modi will perform darshan and puja at Sri Kashi Vishwanath Temple in Varanasi. President of the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly, Annalena Baerbock, will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi today. They will discuss key multilateral issues of mutual interest. Ms. Baerbock is also scheduled to visit Rajghat to pay tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. She will also have an interactive session with representatives from the Ministry of Electronics and IT on governance and regulation of artificial intelligence. She arrived in New Delhi yesterday evening on a two-day visit to India. Madhya Pradesh government has constituted a high-level committee to examine the feasibility of implementing the Uniform Civil Code UCC in the state. An order in this regard was issued yesterday. The committee will be chaired by Justice Ranjana Prasad Desai, former judge of the Supreme Court. Other members include retired IAS officer Shatrughan Singh, legal expert Anoop Nair, educationist Gopal Sharma and social worker Budhpal Singh, Ajay Katesaria, additional secretary in the General Administration Department, has been appointed as the secretary of the committee. Among its responsibilities, the panel will examine models adopted by states such as Uttarakhand and Gujarat, while taking into account the social, cultural and economic realities of Madhya Pradesh. The committee has been directed to submit its report along with a draft bill within 60 days. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has urged states and union territories to strengthen preparedness in view of heatwave conditions expected during the upcoming summer months. In a letter written to Chief Secretaries of States and UT Secretary, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare Punya Salil Srivastava said that above normal heatwave days are likely from April to June 2026 across parts of East, Central and Northwest India, as well as the Southeast Peninsula, based on forecasts by the India Meteorological Department. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Delhi Capitals by 9 wickets in one-sided encounter at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. After being invited to bat first, Delhi Capitals were bundled out for just 75 runs in 16.3 overs. For RCB, Josh Hazlewood bagged highest 4 wickets, while Bhuvaneshwar Kumar also picked up 3 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.